This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Of course, we are still continuing to study and to have lessons in fiqh, and it's essential that we always remind ourselves of the importance of such a topic, because without knowledge, you do not have the proper means that allows you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, you have to have this knowledge, which is derived, stemmed from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam have delivered all the hadiths they've heard from the Prophet ﷺ to us. The scholars compiled it, and one of the books quite famous for compiling such hadiths is Bulugh al-Maram. And today we're still continuing to study the chapter that deals with ablution. And as you know, ablution is wudu. In Arabic, it's translated into wudu, and without properly performing ablution, then your prayer would not be accepted. And the first thing that a Muslim is asked and questioned about on the Day of Judgment is prayer. And if he does not perform prayer as he's supposed to, then all of his deeds will not be accepted. And that is why it is very essential for us to know how the Prophet ﷺ performed ablution. We have hadith number 50. It depends, it varies from one translation to the other, but it is narrated by Aisha. Brother Mustafa?
Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet ﷺ like to begin with the right and putting on his sandals, combing his hair, his purification, and in all his affairs.
Now, this hadith is agreed upon, which means that both Bukhari and Muslim, the renowned compilers of hadith, reported this hadith. So this is the highest in authentication after the Holy Quran. Aisha is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is telling us, she is teaching us, she is describing to us how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like always beginning with the right side, the right hand. This is only in the things that are honored. And she is giving us an example. He used to like to begin with the right when he is wearing his sandals. So he begins with the right foot rather than the left. And when he's combing his hair, so he starts with the right side rather than the left. And in purification, whenever he wants to perform ablution. Now, these are honored things. Can any of you think of other things that the Prophet used to use the hand, the right hand in, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fadi?
Prophet used to also eat with his right hand.
He used to eat with his right hand. What else? Samir?
He used to drink with his right hand as well.
Drinking and eating, using the right hand. And why is that? Simply because the Prophet ﷺ told us that using the left hand in eating or in drinking is imitating or resembling Satan's way of drinking and eating. That's why we have to be away from that. We have to refrain from doing that. Also, in entering places, the Prophet ﷺ used to enter certain places beginning with his right foot, such as
the
mosques, masajid. Whenever you enter with your right foot. But when you exit, you use your left foot. Now, vice versa, when you enter a toilet, a WC, bathroom, now this is a filthy place, it's not an honored place, so you enter it beginning with your left foot. But when you exit it, you use your right foot. So, if we look at this hadith, we know that the Prophet ﷺ used to like beginning with his right side in the things that are honored, such as ablution, which is our chapter. Now, the dishonored things that are not that preferred in Islam, such as removing filth, you don't use the right, you use the left. So if someone is cleaning himself, if someone urinates and wants to clean his private parts, it's forbidden for him to use his right hand. He has to use his left hand because it's a dirty thing, it's a filthy thing. Unfortunately, a lot of the Muslims nowadays seem to drift away from this sunnah. Now what we see in lots of restaurants or during their eating habits, they're trying to imitate the non-Muslims. That is by holding the fork in their left hand and holding the knife in their right hand. And when they eat, they use their left hand. And this is forbidden. The Prophet ﷺ said that if one of you eats, he should use his right hand. Also, if he wants to drink, also if he wants to give someone something or to take something from someone, he should always use his right hand. Because the Prophet justifies, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Satan eats and drinks, gives and takes using his left hand. Now, of course, the question would be, we didn't see Satan. That's true. But we believe in his existence as we did not see our spirits, yet we believe that we are alive and there are spirits within us. So let's not get into this and try to continue with our hadith. The Prophet ﷺ used to like to begin with his right hand side in the good things, such as purification, such as wudu, such as ablution. And we will get on to this, inshallah, two hadiths after this hadith. The following hadith, please. Excuse me.
I have a question. Yes. What about siwak? Are we supposed to use our right hand or left hand?
Siwak. What is siwak? Siwak is a small stick that is usually taken from the ground. This is a siwak. And it's like a toothbrush. And it is one of the sunnahs, one of the things recommended by the Prophet ﷺ when you perform ablution and before you go into salah. It's a sunnah that you brush your teeth using this siwak. Why? It gives it a good scent and it cleans. And because it's a healthy thing. Now, Brother Fadi is asking, should we use it while using it, using the right hand or the left hand? Scholars have different opinions, depending on how you look at it. If you look at siwak as removing food and dirty things from your mouth, then you should use the left hand. But if you look at it as a form of worship, and a form of preparing to meet your Creator in prayer and to stand humbly with submissiveness in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you should use the right hand. And it goes both ways, so it's not a big issue, alhamdulillah. The following hadith, please.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you perform ablution, begin with the right side.
Now again, this hadith falls into the same category of the previous one, beginning with your right side. As a reminder, there are pillars for ablution. The fifth pillar is sequence. It is a pillar of ablution that you follow the sequence. The sequence that is mentioned in the Quran. You should wash your face. You should wash your arms. You should wipe over your head. And you should wash your feet to the ankles. Now these are four pillars and they have to be in sequence. Now, beginning with your right or with your left does not fall in this category because it's not a pillar. It's a sunnah. The Prophet says in this hadith, if you perform ablution, start using your right hand side. So is this a must or it's a recommendation? Usually, if it's an order, the Prophet tells you, do this, then it's a must. Unless there is what we call a qarina, something that makes this must recommended. And the qarina here is the consensus of the scholars and the wording of the companions, such as Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ and his son-in-law. He said that it doesn't matter whether I start with my left or with my right, as long as I'm following the sequence of face, arms, head, and the feet, this is the most important thing. It's recommended that you start with your right. But if somebody starts with his left, then his wudu is considered to be correct. Now, this means that if I'd like to, what's the first thing that I should begin in wudu? And you have to understand, I'm saying you should, you must, not it's preferable. What's the first thing that a Muslim should start with while performing wudu? As mentioned in the Quran, of course, we're leaving aside the intention. We're leaving aside al-basmala, saying bismillah. So what's the first thing we should start with? Washing the hands? No, that's not true. Because the Quran says, wash your faces. So washing the hand at the very beginning is not a must. It is a sunnah. So if somebody goes to the bathroom, turns on the faucet, and immediately starts turning the water in his mouth, rinsing his nose, washing his face, his wudu is 100% correct. What happens if somebody goes in and washes the face first, then rinses his, sniffs the water in his nose, then turns the water in his mouth lastly? What would do? This is the same thing as beginning left to right. It's the same thing. So as long as you're keeping the sequence of 1, 2, 3, 4, you're okay. And now in each category, what do you begin with, left or right, cleaning your nose or washing your face or whatever, then it is all accepted and it's all part of your wudu that is accepted, inshallah, by Allah Azza wa Jal. My cameraman tells me that we have to stop for a short break, so stay tuned, and we will meet you, inshallah, in a jiffy.
You have questions that bother you. What about issues of concern to you? Would you like to share things on your mind with us? Are you interested in solutions based on an Islamic perspective? Please join me live in Meet Your Advisor every Friday at 9 p.m. Mecca time here on Huda TV.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back. Hadith number 52. Brother Fadi, please.
Narrated Al-Mughirah ibn Shu'bah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed ablution, wiping his forelock and over his turban and shoes.
This hadith was reported by Muslim. So it's an authentic hadith. Now, we know that one should wipe his hair. If he has hair, he should wipe his head. Now, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ did not take his turban off. So, is it permissible for me to wipe on my hat, my baseball cap? Is it permissible for me to wipe on whatever I'm wearing on my head, or what? Scholars say that wiping over the thing that you're wearing on your head depends on how easy it is or difficult to remove. So if it's an easy thing to take off, such as what I'm wearing on my head, then it's a must that you remove it and wipe over your head. But if you're wearing a turban, like some of the brothers that, you know, make the turbans round and round, and they would probably take ages, it's just like 20 feet long, and the guy spends like an hour just turning it on his head, and then you tell him, well, it's prayer time, you have to remove it. It's a little bit difficult. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Islam is easy. So to those who have difficulties in removing the turbans, alhamdulillah, Islam tells you, keep it and just wipe over it, because it's considered to be part of your head. Likewise, sisters that are out of their houses. They are in a supermarket, they are in the garden, they are out, exposed, and it's difficult for them to remove their headscarves. So Islam tells them it's okay for them to wipe over their khimar or over their headscarf. Wiping over the sandals or the shoes, I think we'll get to that later on, inshallah, so we'll not elaborate on it. The following hadith, Brother Samir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, on the nature of the Prophet's, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pilgrimage, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, begin with what Allah had begun with.
Of course, we talked about this in saying that it's recommended that one starts with the right hand. Now, but if you come and look at this hadith, it tells you that you have to begin with what Allah began with. Allah did not mention in the Quran beginning with right or left. Is that true? When performing ablution, Allah began with washing the faces, washing the arms, wiping the head, and washing the feet. So it is a must that you follow this sequence, because the Prophet says, begin with what Allah began with. And although this hadith is in the dealing with pilgrimage, of course, if you go to Safa and Marwa while making sa'i, you should start with Safa, because Allah says in the Quran, "Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah." So Allah began with Safa. So if somebody comes in and said, "Well, it's a little bit crowded in Safa, I'm gonna begin with Marwa," we tell them that this is not acceptable, because the Prophet tells us, "Begin with what Allah Azza wa Jal has begun with." Likewise, in wudu, if someone goes into the toilet and wants to perform wudu, and this happens with a lot of us, he washes his face, you know, gargles and rinses his nose, and then wipes his head. And while raising his foot to wash it, he remembers that he did not wash his hands. So he said, oh, okay, now I remember. I'm going to wash my hands and then move on to my feet. Would this be acceptable? No. Why? Because he did not follow the sequence. He went from face to wiping the head without washing the hands, the arms. So he has to repeat where he missed, which is washing the arms, then wipe the head again, then wash his feet to the ankles. Hadith number 54, Brother Mustafa.
Narrated Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution, he used to flow water abundantly on his elbows.
This hadith tells us that the elbows are included in ablution. Because the Quran, the verse of the Quran says that wash your arms to the elbows. So to the elbows might mean that the elbows are not included. But the Sunnah explains the Quran, clarifies the Quran, because it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is telling us what is the meaning of this particular verse and how to apply it. So the Prophet says alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Prophet's doing sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was that he used to turn the water on the elbows, which means that you have to include the elbows when performing ablution. Hadith 55?
55.
Nur?
Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone doesn't mention Allah's name while performing ablution, he's then not credited with having performed it.
Okay, what does mentioning Allah's name mean, Samir?
Well, possibly making the intent to perform wudu and supplication.
Okay, Mustafa?
Saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay, this is what we mean by mentioning Allah's name, which we call in Arabic Basmala, saying Bismillah. And this is one of the greatest things that a person says, in the name of Allah. What's in the name of Allah? I begin ablution. When we eat, it's a must that we say Bismillah. What do you mean by Bismillah? It means, in the name of Allah, I eat. In the name of Allah, I enter the mosque. In the name of Allah, I do this and I do that. And this shows you how well connected we are to our Lord. We never ever start anything without saying, in the name of Allah, Bismillah. Yes, Fadi.
Should we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or just Bismillah? Which one is?
Now, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us was Bismillah. So it's preferable that we stick to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. One would say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim are attributes of Allah. So what harm is there when we say it? Well, this can be argued. Say, okay, Al-Aziz Al-Jabbar are also attributes of Allah. So why not say, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Aziz Al-Jabbar, Al-Malik, Al-Muhaymin, and go on to mention Allah's attributes, like 99 of them. And this is endless. The food would be cold. And you're not going to be able to eat. And you have to follow the following prayer. No, this is not intended. Allah tells you, do this, do it. The Prophet ﷺ did something that is very nice and very easy for us to apply. Then we should follow suit. There's no reason for us to add things, to innovate. Because if there were any good in it, the Prophet would have done it, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we would have followed him. So he only told us, say, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, this is more than enough. So we say Bismillah in lots of things, in everything we do, just to be connected with Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek His blessing, to seek His guidance, and to seek His support in anything we do. As humans, we are vulnerable, we are weak, we don't have any powers. We get all the powers from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why we say Bismillah. The Prophet tells us that if you do not say Bismillah when performing ablution, then your ablution is not accepted. There's a dispute, lots of opinions from the scholars regarding this issue, saying Bismillah. The most authentic one, without getting into details, is that if you forget, or if you do not know it's a must, then your ablution is accepted and it's correct. But if you intentionally do not mention Allah's name, if you intentionally neglect saying Bismillah, you don't want to say it, out of arrogance, wal'iyadu billah. And I don't think that there is a Muslim that does this, but hypothetically speaking, if someone does it, then his wudu, his ablution is not accepted and it's void. So it's a very important thing that one recalls. The issue is that lots of people say, okay, now I'm in the toilet. And usually we have wudu places in the same places where one answers the call of nature. So what should I say? Should I say Bismillah, although I'm in the toilet? Or should I conceal that and say it in myself? Whatever you do, it is okay. Because even our toilets nowadays are not the same toilets as at the time of the Prophet, because there is no filth, there is no dirt. It's all gone into the sewer. And lots of toilets are so clean, they're even cleaner than a lot of people's bedrooms. It's always washed and hygiened and cleaned regularly. So whatever you do, it's okay for you to say Bismillah and commence and begin with your ablution. Hadith 56, we're not going to go through this. Hadith number 57.
Bismillah. Narrated Talhat ibn Musarraf from his father on the authority of his grandfather, may Allah be pleased with them. I saw Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rinsing his mouth and snuffing up water separately.
Now, this hadith has a weak chain. What does it tell us? It tells us that the Prophet used to wash his mouth, and after he finishes, takes new water and rinse or sniff up to his nostrils with the new water. Now, this is not in accordance to the Sunnah, because this is regarded as a weak hadith. It's not authentic. Now, the following hadith is more authentic and it follows the Sunnah. Hadith number 58, which reads,
narrated by Ali, radiyallahu anhu, on the nature of ablution. Then he, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rinsed his mouth and cleared his nose three times, rinsing the mouth and clearing the nose from the very same hand by which he had taken water.
Now, this is the Sunnah. The Sunnah is, once you want to rinse your mouth and nose, sniff the nose, you use one scoop of water. And half of it, you take it into your mouth, turn the water in, and sniff the other half in one scoop. Now, lots of people don't do this. Lots of people wash their mouths separately, then rinse their noses separately. And this is not in accordance to the Sunnah. But what happens if I do so? Is my wudu, is my ablution void? The answer is no. Your ablution is accepted and it's correct, but you did not follow the Sunnah 100%. So this is a Sunnah. You should try your best in following it. The following hadith.
Abdullah bin Zayd on the nature of ablutions. Then he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inserted his hand, rinsed his mouth and snuffed up water from one hand, doing that three times.
Okay, and here it tells us that it's the same manner but doing it three times. And you either do it once, twice, or three times. You have the option. The Prophet did all of these three during the whole ablution. Whether you do it once, twice, or three times, it's up to you. Whether you do some limbs once, the others twice, the others three times, also, again, it is acceptable. This is the Prophet's way of doing it. And I think that with this, we should conclude our program. There are a few issues still related, but inshallah we will talk about them in the following program. And until we meet, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.